On this podcast, Jeff does not pull punches. He does not make comments that are safe. He tells the truth. He tells things like he sees them. He's very opinionated. You don't like his opinions? Tough. He says the things out loud you're probably already thinking. He's unfiltered, unspun, a little unhinged, but he offers a lot of common sense. This podcast could make you mad. This podcast could make you smile. Regardless, it will make you think. This is A World Gone Mad.
Hello, you're listening to Season 1, Episode 9 of A World Gone Mad. I'm your host, Jeff Allen Wolf. Let's get right to my observations on odds and ends in the news. The Senate passed a government funding package early Saturday morning, averting a partial shutdown, ending a lengthy fight that has loomed over both sides of Capitol Hill for months. The legislation will be next sent to President Joe Biden to be signed into law, which he did this Saturday. Now, the vote marks a major moment on Capitol Hill as it brings to a close an annual appropriations process that has dragged on far longer than is typical, an effort that has been punctuated by partisan policy disagreements, historic change of leadership in the House after conservatives ousted former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy in an unprecedented vote last year. Unfortunately, this only extends the funding until September, I believe. Let's just keep kicking the can down the road, shall we? And nutcake GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know who I'm talking about, is at it again. She filed a motion to oust the Speaker of the House. It's Mike Johnson, the current Speaker. It changes so often. And the circus is back in town, people. However, several House Democrats are signaling they would vote to save House Speaker Mike Johnson from GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Nutcake Greene's effort to oust him if he agreed to put a Ukraine aid package on the House floor for an up or down vote. If he does the responsible thing, which is allowing members of Congress to vote on a bill that will pass and is in our national security interests, and then subsequent to that, a non-serious actor, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who does not want to govern, brings a motion to vacate, yes, I would motion to table in that circumstance. Moderate Virginia Democratic Representative Abigail Spanberger told CNN's Manu Raju. Now, other House Democrats also signaled they would motion to table, kill Nutcake Greene's resolution if it came to that. More news for days. Donald Trump's fury over the requirement to secure hundreds of millions of dollars, in bond money by Monday has been bubbling behind the scenes and through a steady stream of social media posts. Friday's public barrage on his Truth Social platform, which included multiple all-caps posts, highlighted his persistent anger with the judge, of course, who handed down the $464 million judgment, the New York Attorney General, of course, who brought the civil fraud case, and Trump's insistence that it's all designed to derail his presidential campaign. Now, you have to get those all-caps posts in, Donald. Otherwise, it's not that important if it's in lowercase. Just saying. In additional news, unfortunately, Trump is about to get $3 billion richer after a deal is approved to take his company Truth Social public. I'm sorry, it's still a very funny name for a company. Truth. Come on, think about it. I know, everyone calm down in the back. Calm the laughing down. Investors have approved a deal on Friday to make Truth Social owner Trump Media publicly traded company. A publicly traded company. Do you believe this? The green light from shareholders clears a major hurdle for a long-delayed merger that will generate a multi-billion-dollar windfall for former President Donald Trump at a time when he's facing immense financial and legal pressure. Now, according to a preliminary vote total that was announced during the meeting, a majority of shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corp. voted in favor of the deal to merge with Trump Media. The companies have indicated the merger could close as soon as early this week. Now, personally, I think Donald is like a bad case of hemorrhoids, you know, constantly flaring up and never going away. Meanwhile, New York Attorney General Letitia James has taken an initial step toward laying the groundwork for a possible seizure of former President Donald Trump's assets in New York's Westchester County as part of the $464 million judgment we were just talking about in Trump's civil fraud trial. Now, state officials have entered the judgment from Trump's civil fraud trial in Manhattan with the county clerk's office in Westchester, which would allow James to move to take possession of Trump National Golf Course in Briarcliff Manor and Seven Springs, a private estate in Bedford, if Trump fails to secure a bond. Isn't it amazing how Donald claims to be a billionaire, yet he can't come up with the bond money and his assets are in jeopardy? Really? A billionaire? Everyone join in. Come on. Come on, all of you. The clown show continues. And finally in the news, here's a newie, but a goodie still. Supreme Court allowed Texas to begin enforcing a controversial immigration law. Now, on Tuesday, the Supreme Court cleared the way for Texas to immediately begin enforcing a controversial law that allows state officials to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. The court's three liberals dissented. Legal challenges to the law are ongoing at a federal appeals court, but the decision hands a significant yet temporary win to Texas, which has been battling the Biden administration over immigration policy. But wait, there's more. Then this took place. Appeals court puts controversial Texas immigration law back on hold. Now, in relation to that, a listener of mine, a Republican, sent to me a video of the following. I'll describe it. It shows a group of over 100 migrants attempting to enter the U.S. illegally, rushing a border wall this past Thursday, breaking through razor wire and knocking over guards in the process. Now, the Post witnessed around 600 migrants amassed at the international border who the Texas National Guard were attempting to push back in small groups. So like I said, this was a Republican who sent this to me, and the listener stated in his email, "Hope you cover this next week. How does this differ from an invasion?" An invasion, let me think about this. Illegally rushing past police. Where do I think I'm going to go on this one? What does this bring to mind at the border? Oh, that's right. The January 6th insurrection, where Donald's supporters pushed past the police illegally to enter Congress. Sort of like an invasion, right? It just never stops, does it? The plot thickens. I'll be right back with my commentary on Donald's latest comments about Jewish people. You're listening to a World Gone Mad podcast. We encourage your feedback, and the way to do that is two ways. Through our email, aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com, aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com. Or our toll-free number, anywhere in the continental United States or from Canada. And that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's just a voicemail system. No one's going to answer the phone. And that number is 833-399-9653. 833-399-9653. In your email or phone call, just leave your first name, the city, state, or country where you're writing or calling us from, how you heard about us, and your age. Doesn't have to be exact, just a range. You're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, etc. Looking forward to your comments. And now, back to the show. And my commentary today is about what Donald said about Jewish people. And at this time in the podcast, I try to give an honest take on something. So again, no spin, nothing embellished. It's honest from the heart. And these are my opinions. So again, let's repeat for those who haven't heard what Donald said about Jewish people on an interview, during an interview. I actually think they hate Israel, Trump said. I don't think they hate him. I think they hate Israel, and the Democratic Party hates Israel. Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion, Trump said. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel will be destroyed. Let me repeat that last comment quote from Donald. Want to make it clear. Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion, is what Trump said. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel will be destroyed. Really? I don't even know where to begin. What the hell are you talking about, Donald? What you come up with the dumbest, stupidest, irrational comments that anyone has ever brought to the table. No, Jewish people who vote for Democrats do not hate Israel or their people. And this I know, this is a fact from dozens of people who are Jewish that I've talked with. You, Donald, will say anything and do anything to get reelected. You are despicable. You are an embarrassment to not only the Republican Party, but to this country. And I've said it before, and I will say it again and again till I'm blue in the face. Anyone who supports you after everything you have said and done in the last 5, 6, 7 years or your life is the bigger embarrassment in this country. I do not talk with friends and family members anymore because of their support of Donald, not because they don't like Biden. I couldn't care less what Republicans think about Democrats. I couldn't care less what Republicans think about Biden. I truly don't. This is not a factor for me. However, when you Donald supporters can't process right from wrong, when you can't see that Donald does not care about you or anyone else but himself, when you blindly give money to support, in support of his election campaign, when you are single-handedly keeping Donald viable, when you, the Donald supporters, look the other way and divert your attention with, oh, but what about the Biden crime family? What a freaking joke. That comment about the, quote, Biden crime family, end quote, from the Republicans' MAGA supporters is disgusting. And they are either devoid of brain cells or mesmerized by this snake oil guru, or you're just plain insane. The Biden crime family. The Republicans look like total jackasses with their impeachment trial recently, where they couldn't come up with anything. And now they don't know how to extricate themselves from this lame-ass impeachment trial. The Republicans keep going deeper down the rabbit hole. They keep shoving their foot all the way up to their hip in their mouth, and they don't know how to pull it out. You guys don't govern anymore. You were voted in, most of you, to govern. What the hell happened to that? You've given up. You've dropped the mantle on protecting this country, and now you're supporting a jerk who doesn't care about this country. And I've said it before in a couple of episodes before. I don't care if you pick Haley or DeSantis or someone else. I'll respect you for that if I don't agree with those people. But Donald, seriously, how do you... I can't wrap my brain cells around how you support this jerk, this loser, this con artist, this person who just drops us down in the gutter with every time he opens his mouth. Enough. Move forward. Lift this country up. If you really want to make America great again, stop supporting someone who doesn't care. Please. And the Republican circus led by Donald continues. I'll be right back. You're listening to a World Gone Mad podcast. If you came across an unusual story, please send it our way, or send us your comments, suggestions, what you liked, what you didn't like. Two ways you can do that. Our email, aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com, or our toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week voicemail, 833-399-9653. And please, don't forget, if you're listening to our podcast on an app, please hit subscribe. That way you'll be notified when our new episode goes up online. We would love to hear from you. That helps us improve our episodes. Thank you so much. Now, back to the show. This week's uplifting story is about a golden retriever. And I say that because we have a golden retriever. His name is Cooper. He's a little over 2 years old, and he's 75 pounds, and that's a normal weight for a full-grown golden retriever. So I say the weight, keep it in mind, for the reason of the following. Despite the challenge and schedules of veterinary school, a 24-year-old woman in California is fostering a very overweight dog to the tears and delight of thousands who follow the pair on Instagram. As the months passed, the pounds have melted away, and as the weight comes off, a sparkling canine personality is emerging that has the young woman certain she's found a partner for life. Neglected, obese, and suffering from pneumonia and hyperthyroidism, Franny the Golden Retriever was on death's door when Anika Bram became aware of her plight. As it happened, Bram's Golden Retriever, Georgia, who had just died, was also extremely overweight. When Bram adopted her, she helped Georgia lose 85 pounds in their 5 years together. Learning from a canine rescue organization, Rover's Retreat, that Franny was going to be euthanized, she felt that Georgia had brought this dog to her because she knew she was the person who could take care of her. Now, contacting Rover's Retreat, she offered to foster Franny, who she learned weighed, get this, 125 pounds, about double the normal heft of a female golden. And I mentioned earlier our golden Cooper was 75 pounds as a male golden. So Franny at 125, wow. Sydney Mailman, the president of Rover's Retreat, told the Washington Post that Franny never had proper veterinary care and was medically unstable. She believed they got to her just in time as Franny recovered what was left of her strength. Mailman knew Bram was the right person to foster her. Anika just kept following up, said Mailman. After talking to her, we just knew that she was going to set Franny up for success. She was willing to do everything and anything for a dog she never met. Driving 3 hours down to San Diego, which was not far where we got Cooper, our golden, Bram finally met Franny. But the meeting was bittersweet, as the student at UC Davis School of Vet Medicine said that the pooch seemed completely defeated. Bram was determined, however, to help Franny get back to a normal weight, documenting her efforts on social media. Hundreds of thousands of people began to tune in to see the techniques Bram used to help her new dog get back on her paws, literally. At first, Franny was so heavy she couldn't support herself. So Bram had her sitting over a crate so she could safely learn to put weight back on her legs. With the help of these rehab activities, thyroid medication, a strict diet, the pounds began to fall away and a hidden personality began to emerge. "She's a completely different dog," said Bram. "Every day her personality comes out more. All that personality has been hidden away for so long. And if any of you out there have had golden retrievers, you know, fantastic personality. They seem to always be smiling. They seem to always be vibrant. They always want to be part of what you're doing. A very unique breed of dog." At the end of February, Franny was able to run for the first time in who knows how long, chasing a bouncing tennis ball like a normal dog should. Bram has applied for adoption of Franny, whose daily walk is already exceeding a half mile, as she continues her rehab. At the time of this recording, she's got Franny down to 91.2 pounds from a high of 125. Franny the Golden Retriever, you go, girl. And that's my uplifting story for this week. And now for some important words. And before we say goodbye for this week's episode of A World Gone Mad, I want to thank everyone. Thank you so much. But a couple of things we have to go over. The winner of the $25 Amazon gift card, I already contacted this person, was a woman in Ocala, Florida, one of our listeners who sent me an email. And of all the emails came in, she was the one who was blindly drawn. So thank you so much. Like I said, we've already contacted her. I want to leave you with a question of the week. Now, we have over 1,000 people listening and following the show, according to all the stats. 46 states in the United States, 22 countries. Here's my question of the week, and I really would like your emails on this. What is the most pressing concern you have for you and your family this time, at this moment in your life? Of all the issues out there, I'm going to list some of them. Some of you may have different ones. Affordability of healthcare. The ability of Democrats and Republicans to work together. The right to choose for a woman. She decides what to do with abortion. Immigration. Drug addiction. Gun violence to stop. Violent crime. The federal budget deficit. The state of moral values. Quality of education in the schools. Climate change. Racism, infrastructure, fixing the roads, bridges, and other things, domestic terrorism, international terrorism, the world at large, Ukraine and Russia, Israel and Gaza. What is the most pressing concern for you? And to give your answer, write me at aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com, aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com with your answer and explain a little bit. First name, your age range, what city, state, country you're listening from, how you're listening to us, what app you're using, etc. Please answer the question. Love to get a general feel of our audience out there. Your feedback is so very important to the growth of this show and improvement of the show. Don't forget also to hit subscribe, follow on any app you're on. That way you get informed when the next episode goes online. This is A World Gone Mad. I'm your host, Jeff Allen Wolf. And until next week, stay hopeful.